KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, I'm Steve Ryman. You are listening to ABQ Connect. That was great, Abby. Had you ever heard of Reed West before?
I hadn't, but I have maybe a new favorite nonprofit. That's so amazing what they do.
Yeah, well, and I hope that those that were listening think of others, you know, in their sphere of influence that could use the assistance. We will post today's interviews shortly, you know, either at the end of the day or I just got caught up this morning with past interviews. So in the last week or so, if you've been listening and you wanted to share any of those interviews with someone, they're on the website at abqconnect.online. And with that, we welcome Melissa Solecki into studio. Melissa, you wear many hats.
I do.
One of which is an Awana.
I am an Awana leader and an Awana director. So I'm a director of the Trek group, which is our middle school group in Awana. And then I also am a leader for Sparks, which is our elementary program. And I teach first grade.
First grade school?
No, or? First grade there at Awana. Oh, I homeschool okay. my children, okay. So I'm teaching multiple grades
yeah,
there.
Yeah, see, another hat.
I know, so many.
Well, we were a homeschool family, and we found Awana, let me see, probably over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Now our kids started in Cubbies.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a program earlier than Cubbies.
There's
now.
Puggles, which is for 2 and 3 year olds.
Okay, now how new is Puggles?
It's been around for a while. It's been around since I've been around. That was actually the first club that I taught in, so that was 13 years ago. So it's been around longer than that.
2 and 3 year olds.
2 and 3.
Okay, now before we get into details about what the kids do, I think a lot of people listening are like, "Wait a minute, what's Awana?"
Yeah.
Well, here's my understanding. It's been around a long time.
Yeah, over 70 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
70 years.
Yeah.
And it's Bible-based evangelism and discipleship for kids ages 2 to 18.
Yep, absolutely.
And we'll get into more details. It's so cool what Awana does. The acronym.
Yes, it is an acronym. They actually don't use the acronym anymore, but it's approved
workmen. Oh, well, I'm going there.
I know. This is some history here, some Awana history here, but approved workmen are not ashamed.
Yeah, from Second Timothy. You know, I was listening to Alistair Begg right before mm-hmm. this program. He's one of those guys that says 2 Timothy.
Yeah, 2 Timothy, yes.
It's like a European thing. 2 Timothy 2:15. I just can't do the
second.
Well, I can't do the accent.
Oh,
I can't
well.
Do the Cleveland accent that
that's okay.
That Alistair has. But okay, so the first Puggles, 2 and 3 year olds.
2 and 3 year olds.
What can you do with 2 and 3 year olds to teach them and disciple them?
You know, you get to love them. You get to introduce them to major biblical concepts like God loves you
uh-huh.
and that you are loved and that you are special and that God has a plan for your life. And we sing songs and we play games. And, you know, it may seem, silly to have kids that young, but we have had kids like 3 and 4 be able to explain their faith that I'm a sinner and I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I need Jesus and that he died on the cross for my sins. So we start really young. And then as the program progresses, it just builds on those lessons more and more and more. So we want to get those kids in 2 and 3. It also gives parents an opportunity just to have a night out. So we get a love on the parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
But those 2 and 3 year olds, they come in, they sing songs and learn about Jesus even at a young age.
Now, and we'll, I kind of want to go through the different ages and,
yeah.
and programs. I'm going to tease this. You mentioned so parents can get out and have a night out.
Yeah.
While some parents stick around.
Some parents do stick around.
And there's opportunities for parents to do stuff.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Okay, now then right above Puggles is Cubbies.
Cubbies, which is the 2 years before kindergarten.
Okay, now before we go into Cubbies, Abby.
Don't do it, Steve.
No, I'm doing it.
I got you. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready. I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, this is what
Oh, yeah.
You can sing along if you want.
You know, I would, but I don't know if your listeners would appreciate it.
We are the Cubbies. We're happy all day long. We know that Jesus loves us. That's
yes,
why we
this
sing
song.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, yes. Me too. I spent 10 years in Cubbies.
have the sound effect.
Jesus is a friend to us. He loves each girl and boy.
Yeah, I actually had, I think, 4 of your grandbabies in Cubbies.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, I know that song very well. Spent 10 years as the Cubbies director.
Well, parents, listen, and this is a good thing. You will be driving around in your car with kids in car seats singing the Cubbies. What'd you think, Abby? You know, wait. Here's what I was going to predict. Abby will go, that is so cute.
Wow, you know me too well. Okay, I would have probably said that. And then do you see me dancing in here?
It's got a good beat, right?
It really does.
Oh, okay. So that's the song for Cubbies, but Cubbies are ages?
It's 3 to 5, so the 2 years before kindergarten, so like preschool.
Okay, now do they all still have their vests?
Yeah, we still do vests, and they have little uniforms. So each club has a uniform specific to their club and their program.
And they also like Scouts. I did Scouts growing up. They get patches for
achievements. Yeah, they earn pouches. Yeah, exactly. And so as they progress through their books and learn their Bible verses, they'll earn awards and achievements through that.
Now, give an example of a Bible verse that either a Puggle or a Cubby might learn.
So one of the verses for Cubbies is like, God loved us and sent his son. So we'll take like segments from a verse, mm-hmm. and then they'll just learn like those key words out of that verse. And then what's great is then in Sparks, they'll learn more of the verse.
Right.
And then TNT, they're learning the whole verse. And by the time they're in Trek and Journey, which is our middle school and high school, they are saying sections of verses, and they are also reading through the entire Bible. So through the middle school program, through the high school program, they actually read and summarize the New Testament and the Old Testament, learning key verses and key concepts through each book.
Okay. And then after Cubbies,
we have Sparks, which is kindergarten, first, and second grade.
All right, Abby.
Ooh, take two. Ready?
Yep, here we go. Oh, it's getting a little rocky.
Oh, this one is, yeah, this one is a good jam. Sparks. Kids love it. There's no video because then people can't see me like dancing and doing the motions, but I know them all.
There's motions?
Oh, of course. I mean, I made up most of them, so I don't know if they're official, but I have motions for it.
And the kids sound just like this.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not auto-tuned at all. Yeah. It's so much fun to hear, like, you know, 40 kids just jumping up and down, screaming the words, and it's awesome.
Okay, so Sparks, and then I'll save the last one I have for the second segment. After kids grad, are you? I told you it'd be fun. Are you guys having fun?
It's so much fun,
Abby.
I'm dancing in here.
Abby wants to come join a while. I can hear it in her voice.
You know what? I have little baby nieces who
they need to go.
They need to go.
Yeah. They're not quite old enough yet,
but almost
soon.
Maybe I'll teach them the songs in anticipation. Ooh. So they can just blow your minds when they get there.
They'll be like Awana prodigies when
exactly.
they show up.
It's about so much more than songs. Although, you know, let me tell you, like I mentioned, I joked around a little bit about singing in the car with the kids. How great is that?
Yeah. And the program really is developed to come alongside parents and to disciple them along. Like, we realize that the role of discipleship is a parent's job, but we want to come alongside them and encourage them in that process. And so it is interactive. It gets parents involved in going through God's word together as mm-hmm. a family and teaching them, you know, scripture memory, doing quiet times, doing family devotional times. Awana has set up so many different programs. Like, they have a new program, Talk About It, which is a program for families where they can have a family devotion time together, and it just gives them the prompts to do that together. So it's about family discipleship, not just child discipleship.
Very good. Wow. In the world we're living mm-hmm. in now, how important is that?
Yeah. So we're just wanting to get as many resources into parents' hands so that they can continue to point their kids to Christ.
Okay, now before we move on from Sparks, we do need to take a quick break. But when we come back, we are going to make sure parents, you know, how to find an Awana program for your children, how to get involved in Awana, and find out, you know, what else Awana is doing besides the weekly meetings and the things that they do, besides the Bible memorization. We'll let you know all those details when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
The most recent U.S. Census revealed that our population is much more diverse than ever before. In fact, over the past 10 years, our multiracial population increased 276%, which presents new challenges. Here's Skip Heitzig.
To say that this nation is divided would be a gross understatement. But I am not going to take sides politically. I am going to take sides morally and spiritually and biblically. I'm going to raise the conversation to a different level, to a higher level, to a biblical level, because the issue, as I see it, is not a skin issue as much as it's a sin issue.
We want to help you understand this divisive issue from a divine perspective. When you give $20 or more today to this Bible teaching ministry, we'll send you Pastor Skip's booklet, The Church and Racism, plus his teaching featuring a conversation with Pastor Tony Clark. Get these relevant resources today when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Located in the far northeast heights of Albuquerque, near Indian School and Tramway, Calvary Christian Academy is an accredited pre-K through 12th grade school offering private education that's rich in faith. And just as parents want the best education for their kids, the CCA faculty is dedicated to helping students succeed in today's world. The curriculum is adapted to meet the needs of the diverse student body, taking into account the many ways in which students learn. Calvary Christian Academy's vision is to be Christ-centered, emphasizing strong academics and fine arts in order to help students discover and strengthen their God-given gifts and talents to glorify God. Calvary Christian Academy's mission is to discover, encourage, and cultivate the gifts of each student while also deepening their faith in Christ, as well as to inspire each student to realize their full potential in serving the Lord and bringing glory to His name. For more information, visit calvarychristianacademy.org. That's calvarychristianacademy.org.
Hello, I'm Morgan Jackson with Faith Comes by Hearing. Movies transport us to another place and time. And one of the most effective ways we share God's Word is through our partnership with Lumo to produce gospel films in the languages of the world. More than 1,200 so far. As people in one region of India watch the word-for-word films of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, thousands heard God's Word in their mother tongue and felt His presence. They cried out for healing and deliverance, and many received Christ. The majority of people in that region can't read, so the gospel films are a powerful way to share the story of Jesus with them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
To watch videos and read testimonies about people around the world hearing the gospel in their own heart language, go to faithcomesbyhearing.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and we are visiting with Melissa Solecki from Awana. Now, where's the Awana program that you're part of now?
So I'm part of T2 Ministry, and our elementary program meets at Grace Church, and our middle school and high school program meets at Sandia Baptist Church. But there are clubs all throughout the greater Albuquerque area, Rio Rancho and Las Lunas. You know, there are clubs everywhere. So if you're interested in finding a club near you, you can go to awana.org and go to their club finder and find a club in your area.
AWANA.org, awana.org for that information. And we left off talking about Sparks. I'm going to move through the rest of these a little quick because there's other stuff before the top of the hour we want to make sure to cover, including that contact information. But okay, so after Sparks, which ends at age?
That is second grade.
Okay.
They move to TNT, which is third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
So Puggles and Cubbies are age-oriented, and then as you move on, it's really grade.
Yeah.
Okay. So through second grade for Sparks, mm-hmm. and then what?
Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
That's TNT.
Okay. Now, how new is TNT?
TNT, it's Truth and Training. So they've gone through, like, if you've been around for Awana for a long time, they used to have a lot, like, they used to have Chums and Chiefs, like, all that. So okay. They've updated some of the programs.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying off the air, I'm OG.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
But it's 80 years this program's been going on.
It's been around a long time.
And teaching kids the Word of God is so powerful. It's powerful for anyone. It's alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow. Yeah. We know this. And to see, you know, I watched our kids do it, and it does have an impact.
Yeah.
Okay, so TNT goes
TNT,
through
sixth grade.
And now you're in middle school.
Now we're in middle school, and we have our Trek program, which is seventh and eighth grade.
Now, I can't imagine what the song there is like. That's got to be...
We don't have a song. It's really sad.
I should have... One of my kids writes music. I should have them write...
That would be great.
An international Awana song.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Okay. And then...
And then Journey, which is high school.
Okay. Now, aside from showing up every week to memorize scripture and each of the kids, I know... One of the regular things with our kids, and I'm going to go ahead and share how we got involved, where we were doing Awana often, was, you know, it was a ways from the house. So, you know, and Nancy and I could, you know, go out, but we actually most of the time stuck around, and we were listeners.
Yes.
Do you still need
verse
listeners?
Listeners? Absolutely. We need verse, listeners. We need people to help with games. We need people to help, you know, want to do lessons or just there's so many areas where people can step in and help out. And I will say I got involved in Awana in a similar way. We lived in Las Lunas and we'd come up to Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's just too far for me to do anything else. I might as well just stay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have met my literal family through Awana. We call it our Awana family. And we have people that have walked through us through just the good, the bad, and the ugly in life. And if you are a parent that is looking for your tribe, is looking for some people,
yeah.
I say get involved. It doesn't have to be Awana, but get involved. This is how you're going to meet people. You're going to meet people with kids your own age. But Awana has been an incredible family, not only for my children, but for me as an adult.
And the other thing I want to testify, you know what, sitting, I'm a big guy, and to sit on one of those little
tiny chairs. Yes.
Those little kindergarten chairs and have a little person in front of you sharing their memorization is, Abby, you say it. It's just so.
I thought you were about to make me say it's so cute.
Yeah. No, that's exactly.
It's so cute.
Steve. You walk down the hallway and you see all these grown adults in the little kindergarten chairs and these kids with their little lisps saying their verses. It's adorable.
I'm kidding you not. It is encouraging.
It's the best.
It's really,
the best.
If you don't like that, then we need to talk.
Exactly.
So there are other ways though. There's leaders that now that, are they still doing the Awana circles every week?
Yeah, so a big part of Awana is games. We want to have fun. And so we do games every single week from the Puggles all the way through high school.
And it's not pickleball, but it's an Awana circle.
Yeah, we have something called an Awana circle. And there are specific games that are played on the Awana circle. Things like Sparky Safari and Knock It Down. And then we compete in games every year. We have a games competition and a Bible quizzing competition.
Okay, so now when I was growing up, I did swimming. In spite of my physique now, I was a junior Olympic swimmer. And, you know, you did swim practice every week, but then you had swim meets. And eventually, you know, some of those swimmers went on to places where you can get medals.
Yes.
Is Awana still involved in this?
Absolutely. So we actually go up to Colorado for our middle school and high school teams, and we compete. And then our high schoolers will go to what's called Summit, which is a national gathering of Awana students, and they will compete there for Bible quizzing and games.
Okay. And that's, I mean, we traveled with the kids to do that. The last time I can remember, we were living in San Antonio. And drove up to, it was weird. You're in San Antonio and you drive up to San Marcos for the Olympics, smaller city, whatever, still time with the kids and lots of fun. So over the years that you've been doing Awana, certainly you've seen changed lives and families and testimonials.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to share?
Well, I think one that stands out to me was COVID was really hard for everybody, right? Like we all had to just be separated in a way, and our program had to change. We had to be online for a majority of the year, especially for our younger kids. And so I was doing cubbies online, and we would have cubby parties every week, and I would record the lessons and the puppet shows and send it to the families. And I felt like I wasn't really getting to connect with the kids because we were online. And then one day I got an email from a mom saying that because of the cubby lesson, her daughter had some very deep questions and they were talking about them while laying in bed. And this little girl made the decision to ask Jesus to live into her heart, like live in her heart. And it was just so powerful to me that despite the circumstances, despite not getting to do and have all like the fanfare and the crazy that we would normally have on a club night, that even through the simple act of like being faithful and having these Zoom meetings and doing the word of God, it doesn't fail. And it was still able to reach these families and reach these kids. And so I think it's just a beautiful thing of the program. And one thing that I love about our program, too, is it's all about discipleship. I've been a leader for 13 years. My group of eighth graders now were my very first Puggles class. So I've been with these kids since they were 2 years old, and I've followed them all these years. And so the fact that my kids have people that have been stable in their life that are good spiritual leaders is incredible. I love it for my kids. I love it for me that I get to have that privilege to be in these kids' lives. But it's a program where you have people that are invested in your kids and want to come alongside you and your family and love on your kids. And I know that as a mom, sometimes I'm the problem. And sometimes my kids need to talk about me to someone else because maybe the issue is me. They have trusted adults that they can go to that I know are going to give them biblical counsel. And so it's just so special that my kids have developed these relationships through the years and that we get to be a part of that in other kids' lives as well.
Well, we want to thank you for doing that. Now, someone who's listening who, you know, we've talked a lot about parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, someone maybe who's listening and for whatever reason, and you know, they don't have kids, but what a great opportunity. Now, you mentioned the kids that you said from Puggles through, well, it doesn't matter. They grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And now was it Miss Melissa or was it Mrs. Selecki?
No, it's Miss Melissa.
Okay. So wait until you've got a 25-year-old walking by going, "Hey, Miss Melissa."
Yeah. It's already happened because I've had student leaders. So we'll have like high schoolers help us. And now those kids are like 30 and married. And I'm like, oh.
No, I remember either Awana or just being around church for so long. And actually, no, I'm going to tell you, I work at Calvary Church. KLYT is on the campus at Calvary Church. And I'll have adults on staff, pastors' wives, walking by and saying, "Hi, Mr. Ryman." And I'm like, stop it.
Yep. Nothing makes you feel old like that, right? Yeah,
but you know what? What a blessing to watch these kids grow up in the love of the Lord.
Yeah.
And now seeing the impact that they're having in our community. And we so often talk about so many of the things that we wish our community did better. And it's great to see these young people, the next generation, carrying the torch of the gospel.
Absolutely.
So now if someone wants to get their children, I'm sitting, okay, tell me how do I get my child signed up for Awana? And isn't it too late? School's already started and Awana
never too late.
Okay.
Yeah, you can join at any part of the year. It doesn't matter. We've had kids join the last 3 weeks of club. And so go to awana.org, go to that club finder, find a club that's in your area. And like Steve and I were talking too, not all Awana clubs are the same. Some are really large, some are really small. It all depends on where you're at.
And I'm going to be
different days of the week.
There's all of the logistics. Okay, what we were talking about off the air, too, was, you know, when you're maybe new in town and you're looking for a church, at some time or another, all of us have looked for a church. And you go, and it just doesn't
this
click.
Doesn't fit, yeah.
It just doesn't click, whether it's personalities or logistics or whatever. I just wanted to make sure that anyone looking for an Awana that goes one time and one of those things doesn't click, don't give up.
Yeah.
Like you already said, Melissa, there are a lot.
There are a lot.
And they're not like city-wise, regionally set in any way, that if you live in this area, you need to go to these Awanas. Do you know how many clubs are in town?
I don't currently know, but there, I know that.
Dozens.
Yeah. I mean, Hoffmantown has a program. Grace has a program. Sandia Baptist has two programs because they have an elementary program and then they're hosting us for high school. Monterey, they just started a new program. So, I mean, there are several all over the city and Rio Rancho Celebration Church. So, I mean, you just go to that club finder, you find one. And like you said, one might not fit as well as another one does. It could be size. It could be, you know, lots of different factors. But if you were looking for a way to get your kids involved into discipleship, and to just meet some friends and fellow family members, you know, that have an equal heart and desire as you do to raise your kids, in God's word, Awana is a great place to start. And it's a great place for parents to get involved too and meet their people as well.
Yeah. And, wow, I just thought of this. What, you know, often you know someone for whatever reason has an unbelieving spouse.
Mm-hmm.
What an opportunity. if you're going to Awana and maybe sticking around to be a listener, to have them, you know, it's a church setting, but a little different.
Yeah.
Than what they might experience.
Well, and a great opportunity for you to invite your kids' friends. Like, we have unchurched kids that come to our program because Awana Kids invite them to come.
All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much. Awana.org.
Awana.org.
All right. Will you come back and give us an update?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.